Cancel culture coming after Texas Rangers name next. By Warner Todd Houston on July 13, 2020. Now that the woke mob has forced the Washington Redskins to change their nearly 90-year-old name, the cancel culture is now setting its sights on the Texas Rangers. After taking years of leftist slings and arrows looking to destroy the Redskins, the team has finally caved in and announced that their noble name is no more. Team owner Dan Snyder put out a message oddly saying that they will choose a new name to support the team's proud tradition. But the left never rests, and already some are eyeing the next pro sports team to topple. In an editorial for the leftist Washington Post, Karen Atiyah is now taking aim at the Texas Rangers for their racist name. Atiyah, who calls herself a Ghanaian American even though she was born in the USA, is the same writer who last month raised eyebrows when she threatened white women with violence for not being woke enough. "I grew up in Dallas," Atiyah wrote, "raised on myths about Texas Rangers as brave and wholesome guardians of the Texas frontier, helping protect innocent settlers from violent Indians. At church, boys could sign up to be Royal Rangers, the Christian equivalent of the Boy Scouts. I still remember the excitement when Chuck Norris himself, star of the television show Walker Texas Ranger, came to visit my elementary school class." But, Atiyah exclaimed, "the stories are lies. What we didn't realize at the time was that the Rangers were a cruel, racist force when it came to the non-whites who inhabited the beautiful and untamed Texas territory," she wrote. The first job of the Rangers, formed in 1835 after Texas declared independence from Mexico, was to clear the land of Indian for white settlers. That was just the start, Atiyah insisted before adding that the Rangers oppressed black people, helping capture runaway slaves trying to escape to Mexico, and in the aftermath of the Civil War, they killed free blacks with impunity. In the early 20th century, Rangers played a key role in some of the worst episodes of racial violence in American history along the Texas-Mexico border, Atiyah continued. Mexicans were run out of their homes and subject to mass lynchings and shootings. The killings got so out of control that the federal government threatened to intervene. Atiyah added that the Texas Rangers continued this racist mission into the 1960s and 70s and noted that the city of Dallas has already removed the 12-foot-tall statue to Ranger leader Jay Banks. That all led Atiyah to target Major League Baseball's Texas Rangers. Atiyah noted that the team became the Texas Rangers in 1971 when the Washington Senators moved west, and that some few activists protested the name at the time, but they were ignored. "It's time to pay attention. It may be argued that the team name honors the current agency, not the worst elements of its history," Chicago Tribune columnist Steve Chapman, a native Texan, wrote last month, referencing the Rangers' modern incarnation as an elite force. "But without the history and the legends, the franchise would not have adopted the name. No one would name a major league team, the police or the highway patrol. If the team ownership, as it proclaims, condemns racism, bigotry, and discrimination in all forms, there is an easy way for it to prove that. The Texas Rangers team name must go," Atiyah concluded. The left likely has a long list of pro sports team names that they want to be eliminated. The Rangers are just the checkbox to fill. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston.